Okay, good evening everybody, welcome to Cabinet meeting on the 2nd of September 2021. A particular welcome to the press who clearly saw the publication of this meeting. Welcome to you. Moving on to the agenda, are you happy that I sign the minutes as published in respect of the meeting for the 5th of August?
Happy with those, Leader.
Apologies. There are no councillors' questions. Clearly, this matter escaped people's attention, so that's why there are no questions there. So, moving on to item number 4, could we invite, please, Councillor Pert to deal with item 4A1, a coal energy conservation act?
Thank you. Good evening, Cabinet and Leader. This evening's report on home energy conservation asks that the report be first noted and then published on the Council's website. Now, background to the Home Energy Conservation Report and Act is that there is a recognition of the role that local authorities can play in energy conservation, and this report sets out all that Stafford Borough is doing in this field as the Housing Authority. There is a requirement every other year to detail the progress that is being made, and this is the latest update or the latest edition of that overview. It's very detailed because so much is going on, and we should note the climate change impacts from this work. There is a significant amount of
technology fails you, doesn't it? Papers are a lot easier.
It's a shame you haven't got your document with you, eh?
Yeah, well, I would have had it written down. I still can't see what comment I was going to make. I was going to make a comment about the current performance in terms of what we're doing. And I think that there is a significant amount of initiatives being undertaken across. And there is a real important link between health and housing. So actually anything that we're doing improves housing standards, which has a benefit to individuals and families. I think it's a really good example as well of what can be achieved with such limited resources, because with a £15,000 budget, we are doing a significant amount of work, and I should at this juncture just pay tribute to our partners in this journey, Beat the Cold, and to the health and housing officers involved. Looking forwards, we have some amazing opportunities when we come to revise the local plan to be able to make a tangible difference to energy efficiency at the time of build, and I hope that we will look back on those opportunities within the next 10 years to see that we have taken up those opportunities. Therefore, I would like to recommend that we note the report as requested and that it is duly published on the Council's website.
Thank you. Does anybody have anything to say? Councillor Price?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Councillor Pert for bringing this document out to the officers as well that have helped write this. And I am really pleased to see as well with the relationship to the corporate business objectives that it ticks all the boxes from our climate change and for implementing our climate change and green recovery objectives. So I welcome that, and I thank the member for bringing this forward, and I fully support it. Thank you.
I just point out that it's our ward. It doesn't have any gas, and you look at the map on page 24, the whole of the Woodley area, Bushway, I believe, does not have main gas, and it makes it particularly difficult to make savings in those areas. There are considerable numbers of people who still have to rely on solid fuel.
Interestingly, we did some work, I think, at the Street in Stone, someone might be able to help me with it, where it was off gas, and we've managed to work with the householders there to actually extend the gas network to cover those properties. And they were on electric storage heaters, which, as you will know, were hugely expensive.
Yeah.
And some of the properties using, you know, electric storage heaters, for example, as heating, you can understand why there is an element of fuel poverty, because the cost of running those instead of other forms and sources. I think we need to try and move people quickly to some of the renewables, things like ground source and air source heating. I'm slightly concerned about gas in terms of the impact with gas at some stage will not be a primary heating source. We might go down the route of hydrogen or something else like that. Yeah. So I think we need to be careful what investments are made where to make sure they're made for the long term.
I would disagree with that.
And just to support Jeremy on that point as well, that these schools that the County Council are building going forward, none of those will have gas. It will all be ground source heat.
We need to be building net zero. You know, it should be the aspiration in the local plan, and I'm sure it will.
Thank you. Well, I think that the report does demonstrate as a borough we have quite a diverse range of properties, some of which are very difficult to deal with in terms of the objectives behind the Act. But I think, as has been said, obviously a lot of work has gone into this, and Frank Cunningham and his staff that I'm presumably were happy to confirm that we wish the report to publish on the website. Thank you. Okay, so moving on to the next item, please, on the agenda, which is in the responsibility at page 2.
Thank you, Leader. Candidates are asked to approve the temporary accommodation out of area placement policy. Now, I could talk about adding a burden of red tape on councils just at a time when we need to be fleet of foot, and are fleet of foot, post-pandemic, by requiring that policies are brought forward where there is no demonstrated need. But frankly, I'd be wasting my time and my breath. So I'm not going to say that, and instead I would just ask the Cabinet support this policy so that we can bring it in.
Agreed.
Fully support that.
Agreed, thank you very much. And I believe that brings all of the items of business to a close on this day. Put the sign.